Joining us now, we have Symetra player and 2016 LPGA Tour player, Brianna Doe. Welcome into the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How does it feel to be called a 2016 LPGA Tour player?
I don't know. I don't think I'll sink in until I tee up in the first hole, my first event next year.
Well, I mean, two tournaments before the end of the season, you were sort of on the outside looking in. You'd had a great early start, and then you were, I guess, 18th, 19th on the money list. And even finishing there, you'd be on your way to stage three of Q School next week. Instead, yep. You know, you don't have to go to Q School. Everything finished out okay. You got into the top 10. You finished second at the Golf Classic at the IOA. And, you know, now things are lining up for you. So how do you get ready for this? It's a really tough question for me to ask. How do you get ready for this huge transition? I mean, you've transitioned from junior to college to Symetra to now the LPGA. How do you make this transition?
Well, luckily, I had conditional status last year. So I actually played in about 10 or 11 events. And that was pretty much what I call my transitioning period because I didn't make a cut until maybe the last four events that I played. So I didn't figure it out until maybe the sixth or seventh I played. And so I went into Q School last year just ready to, you know, finish in that top 20 and get my card and play this year on the LPGA, but didn't happen, didn't even get conditional. So I was actually really, really bummed, and I was like, I don't really want to play another year on Symetra because I'd been there, I knew what it was like, and I wanted to play, you know, with the big girls. And came out really strong, and I was surprised myself, and I was like, all right, you know, maybe this is a blessing in disguise, and ended up getting my card, so it's pretty awesome.
All right, so when you go out there full-time in 2016, what part of your game is going to be the key to success to allowing you to basically never have to go back to the Symetra Tour and see Mike Fersina, the tournament director, again?
Hey,
that's what you always say.
Loves her tournament director.
I know,
in Charlotte.
Mike always says that he never, you know, the best thing is to never see you ladies again because you're having such success on the LPGA Tour. So what's the one thing about your game that if it's successful, allows you to stay out there?
Probably making putts. I mean, at the level that we are playing at, whether it's Symetra Tour or LPGA, everyone, you know, kind of hits it pretty similar, maybe some longer than other, but it comes down to just making putts at the end of the day. If you're the ones that are making the one putts and making all the birdies, you know, obviously you're going to be at the top of the leaderboard, making lots of money and making lots of cuts. So I think it all comes down to putting and your short game.
So how do you set up your travel schedule? I mean, that's, you know, we're going to ask you a tough question about choosing a caddy next, but is this the kind of thing that you target out far enough? Do you figure the first few events you're going to try to make the Bahamas? What does the beginning part of the season look like for you right now?
I mean, we don't have a definite schedule out. I think it might be coming out this week after the CMEs, but I mean, I will just kind of plan it one event at a time. It's kind of what I did in the Symetra Tour, and just kind of go from there. I mean, I don't really like planning ahead and kind of stressing out about travel plans and expenses and stuff. So I'll just kind of knock it out as it comes.
Yeah, let's not worry about those pesky expenses. Well,
speaking
of expenses, one of the things that you're probably faced with right now is the prospect of hiring a full-time caddy and whether you're going to do it or how you're going to handle that. And, you know, having someone else's ability to pay their light bill and put groceries on the table is now on you. How does that process work?
Well, I actually had a consistent caddy for my last four events. And I told him that I am more than happy to honestly bring him out with me because we worked well together. He got me, you know, two solo second finishes at the end. So I said I'm more than happy to take him out as long as he figures out paperwork and just, you know, for the business, you know, side of it with paying him and all that stuff. So as long as he figures it out, I pretty much have a caddy set already.
That's awesome. So what went so well with him that you figured this is a good match? What are you looking for? Is it somebody who provides a ton of information, provides a distraction between shots? You talk about life and movies and politics. So what do you look for in a caddy?
A little bit of everything you just mentioned. I mean, he's younger, so, you know, he's in the now, and we talk about, you know, entertainment and social life and everything on the golf course, where it's not all about golf all the time. But at the same time, he keeps the mood pretty serious and over every shot, you know, I'm pretty confident with his numbers and what he's given me. So it's a good mix of everything that I need on the golf course, you know, fun and serious at the same time.
All right, so, you know, I know you follow fantasy football because I follow some of your tweets once in a while. So do you guys do you guys talk in fantasy football in between shots? And, and you know, do you – there's an expectation that if there's LPGA fantasy golf that you're a pick, or should people put their, you know, their money down on you as a fantasy golf player?
Well, I actually kind of got peer pressure into joining a fantasy football league with some of the other golfers, so – I actually maybe picked half my team, and I had my friend help me pick the other half. So, I mean, I kind of, in the beginning, I had no clue what I was doing, who my players were and stuff. But as the season's gone, I've become a little more invested and, you know, changing up my lineup with how players have been playing and stuff. So, yeah, it's a new thing for me, and I'm actually kind of into it. It's a lot of fun.
Now, all right, so as a fantasy football rookie – has it changed the way you watch the game? That's the number one thing most new fantasy players say, is that it changes the way how they're a fan of the sport.
Actually, no, because I will know, like, okay, I have two players playing in this game, but I wouldn't really know how to, like, I don't know how the points work. I just know they're playing, and if they're playing well, then good, because I get more points, but I don't really know, like, get down to the tee, so... I don't pay too closely attention. And plus, when fantasy started, you know, I play golf for a job on Sunday, so I don't really get to check as they're playing. So I should probably be better at that, but it's fun how I'm doing it right now.
Well, and we know on Saturdays you're a big UCLA Bruins fan. Who do you like on? Yep. Who do you like for a team in the NFL?
That's a hard one, because there's really no L.A. team. You know, we have the San Diego Chargers, which are like 2 hours south of where I'm from. And then we have the Raiders and the 49ers up north. So I don't really have a team. I do like watching, you know, sports on Sundays if I'm taking a day off. I'm not too invested in one team, but, you know, it's fun to watch.
Well, we'll let you be a Patriots fan.
Yes, we will.
We will take you on the bandwagon happily.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back to some golf.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
2016. So as you look at you know, what the potential of the schedule is going to be, you have played some of these events already. How much of it is an advantage that going out again, having the opportunity to get back to some of these golf courses that you've already played? Is the hardest part going to be maybe teeing it up on some of these golf courses you haven't played before and getting to know them and having to get through practice rounds and skirting around pro-ams to be able to go get as much time in on these golf courses that you don't know?
Definitely. I mean, I'm looking forward to the ones I've already played, just because out on LPGA, the practice round weeks are a lot shorter, just because there's a full day pro-am and there's an extra day of tournament play. So I feel like that was kind of my problem last year, just figuring out, you know, how I can be comfortable with the amount of practice rounds I get in. So that'll be tricky on the new courses. But, you know, the old courses I've played, I have the book, and I'm excited for those events that I've already played.
I can tell you from experience here in Charlotte, she will not be skirting the pro-am rounds. You like playing in pro-ams, don't you?
I do. It's a good way to meet people, meet potential sponsors, and they're usually always a lot of fun. The guys are always characters, and it's always fun to try and win a pro-am. I haven't gotten a pro-am win yet, so maybe sometime next year, that'd be cool. But those guys, you know, our job is to make it fun for them, and they try and make it fun for us. So it's always a good group and a good time at pro-am.
Have you ever played with somebody so terrible that you had to avert your eyes for fear it would ruin your own swing or end the round suggesting they take up tennis?
I haven't. I don't have the heart to probably say that to someone. and I'm not – I mean, I'm a visual learner, but at the same time, I'm not. So I don't have to not watch very many things. Like, I can, you you know, watch the bad ones, and I still try and help them. So I do my best.
Well, that means you haven't played a round of golf with Mike yet.
Hey, no. I played with Allison Emery, who's heading to stage three. I played with her on Friday.
And she's never been the same.
No, she's going to light it up.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
So, you know, as you have moved from, you know, high school golf or even junior golf to college golf onto the Symetra Tour, playing in some LPGA Tour events, if we have some young listeners out there that want to kind of follow the same type of progression, what kind of advice can you give them at each level to kind of maximize their abilities and what they have to look forward to at each level?
Definitely, you know, I tell everyone starting out and going through the whole process, have fun with it. It's something that, you know, you don't do all the time. It's not something you can go back and do. So first off, you know, have fun with it, enjoy the moment, and just make sure you learn every day and get better every day. I had a sports psych in college, and one of his big things was just, you know, get better every day. And whether it's, you know, just a thought every day or a swing change or anything, it's just find what works best for you and just get better every day. Because if you get better every day, you know, you'll reach your goals and you'll feel a progression instead of taking steps back. And there will be times where you feel like you take steps back, but you just kind of got to hang in there. And if it's something you want to do, then, you know, you got to hang in there and fight for it.
Well, you know, I mean, and that's the key, too. I mean, it has to be fun, number one, because as you keep going up in levels, you're going to win less and less potentially because the competition gets better and better. So obviously you have to focus on different things, maybe set some different goals for yourself, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my goal last year was obviously to make the top 10. So I'm going to probably within the next week sit down and kind of figure out my goals for next year. My first week back, kind of regularly practicing. I took a little week vacation last week up the coast of California with my boyfriend, and it was nice and relaxing. And so now it's back to work for me and to start all over again. So I'm excited to set some goals this year.
Yeah, and that was going to be my question. As you look at 2016, you know, the goals, have you done them yet? Obviously, you haven't. Is it something that you will reevaluate on maybe a quarterly basis, or you just put those goals out there and that's it and that's what you go for, or do you adjust these goals at all?
I like to kind of write down my goals at the beginning of season, whether it's, you know, goals that I take from tournament to tournament, or it's goals for the whole season. I write them down and I kind of put them away, and so they're out there and they're in the back of my mind, but it's not something I concentrate on regularly. I got some work to do and some thinking to do in the next day to figure out my goals for next year.
All right. Well, Brianna, we really appreciate you hopping on with us. And, you know, I mean, everybody that comes on the show does get the Golf Shop Radio bump. So good things right out of the gate for you in 2016 on the LPGA Tour.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
All right. Well, good luck, and good luck with your fantasy football team as well.
Thank you.
All right. That's Brianna Doe, Symetra Tour player this year, LPGA Tour player next year.
Yep, another one of those amazing players that I had to think, I hope I never see him again. Yes. She made it.